pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. All right, public comments. Is there anyone from the audience that has any public comments? Does anyone from staff have any public comments? Oh, okay.
My name is Catherine Shaw. I live here in South Padre Island, and I lived here before Friends was here, before Sherry and Jackie and, oh my God. And I look at this, and I remember when I lived here before, this was all over the streets, all over the island. It was just horrible. And I was so happy when they came in and established Friends of Animal Rescue, and would really appreciate all the hard work they've done, because that's a hard, hard job. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, going back, anybody else from the audience or public have any public comments? All right, anybody from staff have any public comments? All right, from the board, just have one that on September 15, 2025 at 10 a.m., we're gonna have the remembrance of the Queen Isabella Causeway collapse there in the medians near the causeway entrance. Carrie will be taking that responsibility that day. Anybody else from the board have any public comments? All right, hearing none, we'll move to item number four, which is approved consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve 4.1 through 4.5?
Mayor, I'd like to pull 4.3 for discussion.
Okay. Well, all right. Is there a motion then?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor for 4.1, 4.2, 4.4, and 4.5, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. And we'll go to 4.3, which is approve amendments to the purchasing policy to incorporate updated thresholds and current procedures. Is Rodrigo here? Wendy, can you help out with this, since I guess this wasn't notified?
Yes, sir, I will try my best.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know this was going to get pulled out, or else we would have probably have asked for people to be here. Go ahead.
Is there specific questions, or?
Well, I just, on page 7, if I could get the overhead.
It's there. Should be.
Okay, item number 4, where 10,000 to less than 100 purchase order and 3 quotes required. I'd like to see that 100 changed to 50.
This is because state law just changed it, right?
Yes, sir. The state law has always been 50,000, and it just recently changed in the last legislative session to 100 across the state for municipalities. So that's why we're
So it was a state mandate, and then the other one on the final bids, it was changed to 100 also. But it used to be 50.
It did, yes.
Yeah, this is all thanks to the state legislation that they did. This is one of the many laws that they passed that we had to, that they've increased that limit now from $50,000 to $100,000.
So then we keep up with, instead of $9,500 and $49,500, we got to keep up with $100,000. But if it's state mandate, then there's nothing to be done.
This is what the great legislators in the state of Texas believe that how it should work.
Thank you.
Thank you. So?
Motion to accept.
You have a motion to approve amendment to the purchase of policy to incorporate the updated thresholds and current procedures. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. All right, we'll move on to item number 5, which is regular agenda. And we'll go to 5.1, which is presentation and discussion regarding new commercial projects and process at South Padre Island. Feely, the reason just to have this up here is just so that, you know, people talk about projects and they want to know what's going on and whatever. And we just had a building torn down and whatever. And so I figured it'd be a good job for the building department to let everybody know where things are.
Good afternoon, Mayor and council members. Ben, can you please open the April-August building department updates? Okay, so on this list, some of the projects that were still going on back in April, beginning of April, when we first made this presentation, are already completed, and it was updated on the last few days. So 1707 Laguna, Henrietta's Restaurant, with a total investment of $1.4 million. It is 90% complete. We have issued a temporary certificate of occupancy. They're just missing the landscaping, the public art required by the ordinance, and a monument sign that it's still, they're still working on the design. 2301 Laguna Boulevard, that's the Bubba Gump's project, $4.25 million, and we're still under review. 160 Padre Boulevard, Spacecraft L's, it is right in the beginning of the of Padre, $2.9 million. We received new documents today, so we're still under review, but they are almost there. We're close to issuing the permit. 3900 Padre Boulevard, that's the Island Fitness Gym. Even though it is not new construction, it's a pretty significant project, and with a total investment of $2.17 million, and the remodel has begun. We have already inspected the plumbing for what will be the new restroom groups. 200 West Wharf, that is at the shores. It is going to be called Los Corales Bay Tower. And with a total investment of $10.55 million, it's still under construction. the weather delayed them on the last couple months. But they're still going on, and we have already inspected the cinder block walls. 6617 Padre Boulevard, back when we made this presentation, they were about to be completely 100% done. So as of right now, they still have a temporary CO. They are missing some FEMA floodproofing requirements, but it was a $4.52 million project. 6401 Padre Boulevard, that is the Sandcastle Shopping Center. It is south of the Sea Turtle building. It is going to be a $1.5 million investment, and they're still going with the construction. So they had some delays with the civil engineer and the structural engineer, but it seems like they figured everything out already, and Mr. Manny, the owner, took over the project, and they are making some progress right now. 6300 Padre Boulevard, that is the new Solare Tower on Bahia Mar. It is a $8.62 million project, and it is under construction. We have already inspected the mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and Mr. Garcia inspected the fire sprinkler system. So they're moving forward with that project as well. 6101 Padre Boulevard, that is Las Velas Condominiums. So we just issued the CO for the building number 7. It was a $1.5 million project. No issues with that one. Juan Padre Boulevard, that is the KOA new buildings. So after the Pier 19 caught fire, they first of all submitted plans for a private trailer park, which is done. And at the same time, they built a maintenance building, and then they built a, which they call the main building, which is, it has, it's like a you know, what is it, like a event center of some kind? They have some restrooms inside. It's just open for the community, for their community, and they also have a kitchen there. We issued the COs as well. Everything went good on those ones. So 6101 Pedro Boulevard again, but we already started the review for Las Velas Condominiums building number 8. So it is going to be a $2.5 million project, and they just submitted the first set of plans last week. 1817 Pedro Boulevard, the Cadillac restaurant. So after several months of asking for set of plans, revisions, new documents, they finally complied with everything that we requested. And I believe last week we sent them the email that the application had been approved. However, they haven't come to the office to sign off and pay for the permit. So they are approved. However, they don't have the permit yet. And last but not least, 1709 Pedro Boulevard. Can't recall what that hotel used to be called, but it is going to be the Home 2 Suites hotel. It was a $2 million project, and it is 80% complete. We're just waiting on them to send us the to call for the final inspections. I know that Mr. Garcia, the fire marshal, was the last one to go out there and inspect it.
Great. Joe, is that something about water sports or is that something? All right. Anyway.
Oh, with the the new Army Corps colonel was down last week. We took him for a tour of the beach and took him over to the Quiet Water Sports Project. Proposed land. He's impressed with the idea. He has been working with the Parks and Wildlife. He says he thinks we're really, really close. They're down to one issue. He says he thinks he has that under control, and he said he wanted to clear this project off his calendar as fast as he can, seeing how he's the third colonel that's been on this. And I think we're going to get some real good news early fall.
So that'll be on your list for another commercial project.
Yes, sir.
Add that to it.
Boat ramp. Anybody else have any questions for them about these commercial projects?
I would just appreciate the report. I was to ask, let's make sure that staff is out there with these projects, making sure there's no open holes and debris by dumpsters blowing all over up and down neighborhoods.
Yes, sir.
Been a couple calls on that stuff, and so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, then we'll move to 5.2, which is discussion of possible action to approve a budget amendment in the amount of $963,180 to allocate funds from the Series 2025 tax notes for the purchase and outfitting of vehicles and equipments for police and fire departments.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council. Alex Sanchez, Public Works Director. This is a transfer of funds from the 2025 tax notes to the fleet funds for purchase of vehicles. There's two ambulances and two PD vehicles.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? All right, motion carries.
Thank you.
next up is discussion action on the request for proposed bids that was received for animal care services.
Good afternoon, Mayor, City Council members. My name is Victor Baldovinos, and I'm the Pratt Environmental Health Director. The only RFP by Friends of Animal Rescue submitted has been included in your packet for your consideration, and Jackie Conrad from the Friends of Animal Rescue is here to answer any questions you may have. Jackie?
Are there any differences from last year to this year?
Mainly money.
Well, figured that. How much are we talking about?
going from 57.7, I believe, to 75. Oh. Now, let me tell you why. You all have a sheet. The 50 covered vetting only this year. Every year, the vetting has gone up. That is not food. That is not labor. And we use Laguna Madre Humane Society. So we are getting the cheapest rate we can get to vet the animals. And it is mainly cats. Surprise. They go into season twice a year. And the Animal Control Department has worked wonderful with us to be able to get them. We do not put most of them back out. So the birding people should be happy. And most of them, any kittens? Today, we had 4 kittens born in our shelter from a cat that was brought in yesterday from the entertainment district. 78 of our cats came from island businesses. If you look at where they come from, we have a nice program that can track everything, and we pay for it and share our stats with the city on that regard. And we've been doing that since 2016, and we average 755 animals a year that come in our door. Now, all of them are not needing vetting. All of them aren't going to live. But we also pay for residents, tourists, the city. When deceased animals come in, they are cremated. And that's a cost to us, again. Not individually, as a group, they're done. We cut corners everywhere we can cut corners that does not hurt the animals or the community. I think some people aren't aware that we're 24 hours a day for animal control and the police. I get 1 o'clock calls going, "Hi, this is Officer so-and-so. And can somebody meet me at the back door? We've got a dog we need to bring in because the owner is going into jail." We've had a snake, but that was a whole nother story. And we also get the emergency. We had a couple this year, residents, elderly. We've had 5 emergency animals come in. And when I say emergency, I mean they're people, they're humans, went to the hospital. And we will hold them for family members. We also have had 5 deaths where we've held the animals till the family gets there. So when we do community, we do community. We do not take animals from other areas. We did have a dog come in this year from a park ranger, only because the accident happened during spring break at Clayton's, and the dog crossed the line, how dare him, into Andy Bowie. And they brought him to us, and we reunited him. We reunite most of our dogs. Unfortunately, most of the cats don't have owners. And our goal is to reunite. Currently, we have, as of today, 65 animals in the shelter, and 2/3 are cats and kittens. But we do transport every month to our transport partners. They rescue for us up in San Antonio, and we take 16 to 20 cats. But then again, that's high. It's somebody having to go, gas, and we have to do all the vetting for them to take them in the program. But we have been able, thanks to the generosity of the community, our donors, and everybody else, to keep things going. My concern is, in the past 2 years, we have not been able to keep 6 months of operating costs because the costs are so high. And we want to get our building done before I die. And we are working really strong on that. We have an event. Please come join us. Thank you to all of you that are on the board that have donated. September 17th at Laguna Bob. This has been a great year. We picked up Tito's as a sponsor. We have picked up Raising Cane's as a sponsor. We're working with Golden Chick right now, which is known throughout Texas. And so we're picking up the national sponsors. But costs are going up. You all know that. Just buying the dog food and cat food is going up. So that is why we really are asking for this at this time. We don't have a crystal ball what next year will bring as far as costs.
You know, we have that override that kicks in after 150 animals per quarter. Have we ever hit that?
Once.
That was this year or previous years?
Last year.
How do you?
Last year we had a horrendous cat season. We had over 298 cats.
How do you feel about pulling the cap?
Pulling the cap? As long as my deal is, as long as it's not taken advantage of. And I truly believe that animal control doesn't take advantage of us.
Well, I mean, pulling it for the city. Just
right.
Where
but
we pay this
the
much, there is
ones who bring them in for the most part to us. And they're very good. We have a great working relationship, both with animal control and the police.
So will you pull the 600 cap if we approve the
formal? Actually, it's a 600 cap. We're taking in 800 right now, but if they're deceased, we're not counting them. If they, you know, if they die the minute they're born, we're not counting them. We're not counting those anyhow. That's why, and we don't count anybody who comes in for a microchip or, you know, things like that.
So you'll pull the cap?
We'll pull the cap if we can get 75.
Motion to approve the 75,000.
I would like to suggest that we have a minimum of a 3-year contract, a multi-year contract, because we do this every year.
Yes.
We have to approve this every year. So I'd like to see a 3-year contract, and I'd like to see a cap on the amount of the increase every year and an increase in the number of animals that you take in. You're doing a great job.
Thank
but
you.
A 31% increase from last year to this year seems pretty steep.
And last year, we're still recouping from last year because we didn't ask for enough, and that's on me. We really didn't ask for enough. We don't try to take advantage of the city. We should have. We did ask for more and negotiated down in the beginning. Mm. So my feelings are a 2-year contract because we don't know where the costs of things are going. We would be open. I've already talked to our board. They would be open to a 2-year contract.
I'd like to amend your motion to.
Well, you I'll amend my motion.
Okay, then you do it. And I'll amend it to a
2-year contract.
May I just suggest that?
This is our only person that responded to the RF.
Right.
We're a captive audience.
Appropriate motion would be to accept them. Subject to approval of a contract, because I haven't seen any contract.
I'll make a motion to approve, subject to the contract at $75,000 with a cap pulled on number of animals, and it's a 2-year contract.
After review.
After the contract's approved.
Awarding the Friends of
Animals? Right.
Correct.
So you award it to the Friends of Animals, subject to contract being approved by the city attorney and the city manager.
Amend.
I have a question. When are y'all planning on breaking ground? Is there any?
We're still short about $1 million, and we're re-looking at our plan. But we also have a matching grant that we're waiting on, and we were able to pay off our existing building mm-hmm. with a grant. And so now we will be able, we were paying $1,500 a month towards our building. Now we no longer have that as a bill. And so we are working really hard to get there by the beginning of next year. But we may be literally redoing our plans and kind of making it a little less grandiose, for lack of a better word, just to get it built.
Right. And would y'all in turn sell the existing property?
No.
You keep it?
We will keep that. Mm-hmm. We're really hoping to make that into boarding and daycare mm-hmm. because there's such a need on the island.
Well,
I mean, we get calls every day, and then that would give us
a
chance
stream.
To be more self-sustaining.
Definitely.
And we are in negotiations with another group I'm not at liberty to say, looking towards working together on the vet situation. That is already the money is set aside for. Totally. That is funded privately.
Okay, great. Anybody else have anything to ask or questions, statements? All right, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Victor.
All right, now we'll move to item number 5.4, which is discussion and possible action to approve contracting the Cameron County Election Administration for election services and equipment needed for the November 4, 2025 general election. Nikki?
We're bringing back the contract for your guys' review for the November 4th, 2025 general election to elect place one and two.
Does this include the count? They did the countywide voting last year. They're going to do that again for us?
Yes. This includes them staffing it. It also includes longer hours and weekends, the first weekend during early voting, which we did not have.
How do you feel about that?
Please.
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
If there's a runoff, we can still do that ourselves, right? Or it says automatically to extend the runoff.
The county would have to do the runoff, or I would come back.
They would have to come up with an estimated number of funds to run that, which we don't have to do that countywide, right?
Not unless there's another one runoff that we could jump into. Yeah, it's cheaper when we have more elections, but
well,
a runoff
agree.
Would cost, I mean, we... When it's a singular election, that can run up to $27,000.
No, I'm very aware. Yeah, so we're trying to save some money. Okay. All right. All in favor, please raise your hand.
Opposed?
Motion carries. Seeing that there's no other items on the agenda, we are adjourned. Thank you all, and have a great day.